94.5 PST. It is Chris and the crew, and that sound, of course, only means one thing, right? It's time for Monday Morning Match Game. Gosh, feels like we just did this, right, Chris?
It just keeps sneaking back up, doesn't it?
Feels like we just did this.
And it's November.
That's true.
And we're back on standard time. I think we're all ready for a vacation at this point.
Oh, my God, but I loved that extra hour of sleep.
That's true.
Oh, boy, that's my favorite one. All right, so Monday Morning Match Game. We do this to kind of get our brains moving on a Monday morning, get yours moving before you head to work or school or wherever you're going. So Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist, and I try to match each other's answers. You can try to match our answers, too, and see how you do. All right, so Dan's going to go first. Joe's the game show host. I'm going to step out of the room and I'll come back and try to match.
All right.
All right. Bye, Chris. Dan, I feel pretty confident. last week was like 0-0 all around. This week, I feel
now,
just
Hang on. Last week, I think we went 1-for-6. The week before that, we went 0-for-6.
Okay, so a combined 1 out of 12?
Yes.
I'm saying I feel better this week, Dan.
Okay.
Let's see. All right.
All right, let's do
Here
it.
Here we go, Dan. Halloween just ended, and Chris Rollins went fully into Christmas mode.
Of course she did.
While most people were trick-or-treating on Friday night, Chris was curled up in a blanket watching Mistletoe and Blank.
Ah, well, if anybody knows Chris Rollins, she loves her Hallmark movies and Christmas time. So if she was watching a movie, Mistletoe and my mind goes to, you know, Christmassy plants. So what about, like, Mistletoe and Holly? That sounds like it would be a movie,
isn't
right?
Is that in one of the Christmas songs?
Maybe.
I think so. Oh, my gosh, by golly. It's time for Mistletoe and Holly, yeah.
Oh, well, that makes it an even better answer,
Dan,
then.
Dan forgot he probably heard
Fantastic.
That somewhere there.
Very
All right,
good.
Dan, number two. Netflix just announced plans for a new rom-com that's going to drop on Thanksgiving.
Mm.
It's called Stuffed with Blank. Channel Chris Rollins.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, if I had a while to think about this, I could probably come up with a really good innuendo that would be, you know, gross and out there. But that's not what Chris would say.
Oh, I think she would.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to keep it generic then.
Okay.
I'm going to say stuffed with meat.
Factual, right? Factual. That's what
sounds like a Chris Rollins answer too, right?
Yeah, actually, to be honest, she does like facts. Okay, and super match for you, Dan. We went Thanksgiving mode here. You ready?
Yeah.
Gobble blank.
Gobble blank. How about gobble up?
Gobble up. I think you're going to match on that one
at the
very least. All right, Chris Rollins, you come on back in the room. Good morning, Chris. Dan, all locked in for match game.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Seasonal questions here. You're going to like this.
Oh,
this is
I
fun.
Love this.
Yeah, from basically now until the end of the year, we're all seasonal. Right?
I love talking about this time of year, so sure.
All right, Chris, the first one's actually about you and what you did this weekend.
Geez.
So Halloween just ended, but our dear Chris Rollins went fully into Christmas mode.
Oh, yes, I did.
While most people were trick-or-treating on Friday night, Chris was curled up in a blanket watching Mistletoe and Blank.
Well, you know I love my Hallmark movies, which have been happening already. Let's see. Mistletoe and Mimosas? I went with that two M's.
That was a good one.
That's good.
Yeah? No?
Yeah, I both agree. That's good. Dan?
It sounds like a Hallmark title, don't you think?
Dan said Mistletoe and Holly.
Oh, very Christmassy.
Also sounds, yeah.
Both of you, you know, so many Christmas words.
About yeah.
All right. Ready? Okay. Question two, Chris. Prompt two. Netflix just announced plans for a new rom-com. It's going to drop on Thanksgiving. It's called Stuffed with Blank.
Rom-coms, my favorite type of movie. Let's see. Well, Thanksgiving, I get it. Stuffed. You stuff the turkey, all this stuff. But rom-com, Stuffed with Love.
Stuffed with Love.
No.
Yeah, that's the wrong number. Dan went straight down the middle. Dan was wafting. I'm going to give you credit, Dan. He wasn't sure if he wanted to go dirty, innuendo, not straightforward. So Dan said,
yeah, stuffed with meat. Walking that tightrope between Thanksgiving and rom-com.
Turkey.
Yeah. Stuffed
turkey.
With meat.
Gobble, gobble.
I get it. I get it.
See if we can maybe get the super match, which is gobble blank.
Oh, gobble. Ooh. Well, you usually don't say gobble by itself, so gobble, gobble.
Oh, I thought of that.
Gobble, gobble. You know, you never say gobble once,
that's
right?
True. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Not
well, Dan
it.
Said gobble up.
Gobble up.
Gobble up.
I like that, though, too. Gobble like, up. Gobble it up.
You know, Dan, you always say gobble, gobble, right?
Gobble, gobble.
All right. Well, that was terrible.
Oh, 0 for 3. Great. Our usual performance these days.
But you know what? Round 2 has been where you guys have made it up for.
That's true. That's true. Round 2 coming up of Monday Morning Match Game on 94.5 PST. All right. Well, hopefully we do better here at round 2 of Monday Morning Match Game on 94.5 PST. It's Chris. It's Joe. It's Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. We got none last round. But that's not that unusual for us, so we're just having fun.
True, and round 1 was like getting into the seasonal spirit here. Oh, yeah. It was all about Thanksgiving and Christmas time, and maybe we're just not feeling the spirit yet.
Oh, I am. Speak for yourself.
Went fully in.
Now Christmas. That we're past Halloween, I'm
all right, so it's all my
ahead.
Fault. Put the blame on my shoulders. Yep. I will take that.
Yep. All right, Joe.
All right. Dan, you leave.
I'm leaving.
Chris is going to get them first. Here we go, Chris. Are you ready?
Yep.
Have you heard? There's a new dating app for Philly residents. It asks 3 questions. Eagles or Giants, John or no John, and blank.
All right, so definitely channeling true Philly here. The Eagles are out of the way. John or no John. I'm going to say, and he better get this, because this is true Philly, with or without.
I mean,
come on, what else could it be?
The writers of this game were intending that to be the obvious match.
Right?
So
cheesesteaks.
We'll see if there's a match in that, but I agree. I know the writers of this game intimately, and that's what they were intending. All right, question number 2. Basic Becky doesn't rake her own leaves this time of year. Instead, she seduces her neighbors into raking them for her by showing them her blank.
Oh, my.
Basic
well,
Becky.
Seduces makes me think of, you know, dirty stuff. So is she showing them her girls?
Girls.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The girls?
Yeah. Tatas.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Okay. And the third and final one is our super match as always, Chris. Are you ready?
Yep.
Leftover blank.
Oh. Leftover. The only thing I can think of is food, right? So leftover food.
Leftover food. Another Thanksgiving word. So
like
we'll
leftovers.
Lock in. All right. We'll lock in food there. All right. Get Dan Zarrow back in the room.
Okay.
All right, Dan, you are back in the room. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, hello.
I'm feeling good about this round. Are you, Chris?
Sure. my God, we can't do any worse than we've been doing. So.
This is true. Yeah.
Relatively
okay.
true.
It's just all fun.
Some might argue that. All right, Dan, here we go.
Okay.
You're going to start right now. Have you heard, Dan? There's a new dating app for Philly residents.
Mm.
It asks 3 simple questions. Eagles or Giants? John or no John? And blank.
I love that.
Come on.
And the first thing that comes to mind when it comes to the minds of Philly, it's got to be cheesesteaks, right?
Yes.
So I would say with or without?
Yes.
Got it.
You got
I would
excellent.
Also like to call on the other contestant for trying to influence you, though. You're going to get yourself kicked out of this game show if you keep that up.
He was already there.
I mean, honestly, you said, what was the first
one?
Answer. You said Eagles
or
Giants?
Yeah, John or no
Giants? Giants as a Philly
well, person. It would weed out
the true Philadelphia.
I guess so. You know, that's the only thing I would have said was like, what, Phillies or Yankees?
But, well, no, I mean, I'll tell you, a lot of New Yorkers have moved to Philly in the past 5 years.
I guess so.
Since COVID.
I don't even know where else I would have gone other than Wiz or whatever.
There was no other place to go.
The writers of that question, there's a big team of them. They were intending that to be the match. I tell you what, I was in the room with them yesterday.
And it doesn't mean cheese, right? It means onions, doesn't it?
It's the onions.
Yeah. You think it means cheese or no
everyone
cheese.
Just assumes cheese.
But then it's like the Whiz. You know
well,
that.
I'm a big fan of a Whiz without. That's my order. Thank you very much. I'll take one in the studio this morning as soon as possible.
I actually drive by the corner of Pat's and Gino's every day. I could walk out there in a straight line.
Why have you never told me this before?
Dan, if you guys can get one more match this round next Monday.
Cheese steaks are on him.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, let's go.
Well, that's incentive
let's
right there.
Go.
Okay. All right, Dan, here we go. Number 2, no pressure. Basic Becky doesn't rake her own leaves this time of year. Instead, she seduces her neighbors into raking them for her by showing her neighbors her blank.
Well, again,
and I don't want any influence from.
But she doesn't have to. I can only think of once that she seduces them.
Right.
I mean, she shows them her apples, her pumpkins, her turkey breasts.
Look, I see where he's pointing, and that's exactly where we are.
You both made the exact same motion for those not watching at home. I mean, they both started, like, you know, pumping up their
Everybody knows what motion we're making here.
Yeah, everyone knows. That is an absolute match. She showed them her little Beckys, if you will.
That is two for two.
Two for two, Dan.
Which bad shape her rake was in. Yeah, okay.
All right, Dan, could we do it? Could we do it here? Super match, you ready?
Yes.
Dan, leftover blank.
Leftover blank. Well, it's not going to be like last round where it's the same word repeated again.
Leftover.
Nope, I can safely tell you now.
All right, nothing really pops into my head, so I'm going to try my favorite leftover turkey.
What did you say, Chris?
I said food, like leftovers. What do the judges say?
Are judges giving it to them or no? What
are the judges saying?
There is a judge in the room, and the judge said yes.
Yes!
Oh, all right!
Oh, my gosh, you went 3 for 3!
Okay.
We really wanted those cheese sticks.
The judge is very generous here.
The judge was very generous.
That's good. All right.
Yeah, leftover turkey. I'll take it.
Yeah. Dan, one more specific.
Yeah.
I'd like a little more specificity from you in next week's game, Chris.
When you think of leftovers, what do you think of? Food.
Food.
Like any kind of food.
Sure. I mean, that's one of the best parts. I mean, November, we're thinking all leftovers.
That is true. So, Dan, is it Pat's or Gino's I have to get you next week? Because I do drive by both. They're at the same corner.
What about me? You're just getting him one?
Well, he gets to choose where.
Oh, okay.
Pat's is my jam. Although if you're going down South Street is
I don't go near South Street, but I could. You want Jim's?
Yeah, Jim's. Okay. Jim's.
I'll go the, out of my way for you.
Look,
then.
Beggars can't be choosers here. He goes past Pat's and Gino's.
One of each, please. Thank you.
You better get your wallet out. It's Give Someone a Dollar Day today. Have you ever heard of this, Joe? It's Chris and the crew. Chris and Joe. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. I swear I just read this online that every November 3rd is Give Somebody a Dollar Day.
For what?
And it's being, and really it could be for a number of reasons. It could be someone that you've never met to break the ice. It could be a way to meet somebody and say, hey, you know, it's Give Somebody a Dollar Day. Here you go. It could also be giving a dollar to anyone who you think needs it or deserves it. It could be. That's the thing. Joe's reaching in his pocket. Are you gonna give me a dollar?
No, I know
you. I have zero change on me.
I have zero cash. I have $2 on me.
So I guess you could Venmo somebody a dollar.
Yeah, I imagine they wouldn't say no to that. But I have $2, so I can meet some people today.
Well,
I can be social.
Joe, I also said it's someone. See, Joe stops when he hears that. First of all, you're in a relationship.
Oh my God, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, what? You just mean like friendship?
Yeah. Okay, I meant PG. Like,
yeah.
No.
Well, when you do everything R-rated, I don't necessarily think you now all of a sudden mean PG.
Also, you don't know my relationship, woman.
Oh, God.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right. To Philadelphia we go. I think we had a player from Philly on Friday's Can't Beat Chris. We'll see if today goes a little bit better. And the streak ends at 24. Good morning. This is Jackie, right?
Yes.
Jackie, what are you up to this morning?
I'm just driving home. I work nights on Mondays, so.
Okay. Oof. So are we feeling awake or we need to go home and get some sleep?
Definitely going to get some sleep.
Okay. Oh, boy. So she might be a little...
groggy.
A little groggy. This might be good for me.
Could be. Could be an opportunity. All right, Jackie. We're going to kick Chris out of here. Bye, Chris.
All right. Good luck.
We'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jackie. Chris is out of here. Your quiz is going to start right now. Here we go. Question number one, Jackie. Jennifer Aniston just went Instagram official with her new boyfriend. She starred on the show Friends in the 90s. Now, we all know that she and Ross wind up together at the end of the show. Spoiler alert. But what other of the leading guys in the show did she date? Which character?
Joey.
Do you want to lock in Joey?
Yes.
We've locked in Joey. Question number two. Britney Spears deleted her Instagram account once again overnight. In 2002, she released a movie that a lot of people have called one of the worst movies ever made. follows a group of girls on a road trip. What is the name of that movie from 2002 with Britney Spears?
I'm probably totally so wrong, but I'm going to say The Sister of the Traveling Pants. I don't think so, but
Similar vibes. That's all that I'll say. Okay. Third and final question. Taylor Swift's album, The Life of a Showgirl, is still topping the charts after being out for a month officially now. Of course, she's happily engaged to Travis Kelce. Name any of Taylor's famous ex-boyfriends.
Taylor Lautner.
All right. Can't Be Chris this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Al's, it's where the locals go, with live music 6 nights a week, happy hour specials as well, brunch specials on the weekends. We just love it over at Al's. Al'sAirportInn.com is where you can find out more. Are you ready? Chris Rollins.
Hey there. Yes.
All right, Chris, are you ready for your quiz to start?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Your quiz is going to start right now. Question number one, Chris. Jennifer Aniston is going Instagram official with her new boyfriend. Now, we all know that she was on Friends in the 90s, right? She wound up with Ross at the end of the show. Spoiler alert.
But spoiler alert, I think we all know that.
Which of the other guys did she date during the show?
Oh, I hated this. Joey.
You both said Joey, and you're both correct.
I don't even like to think about that.
Oh, I thought that was the pair that should have stayed together.
Ugh,
but whatever.
No.
All right, so we're tied 1-for-1. Question number two. Britney Spears deleted her Instagram account once again over the weekend. In 2002, she released a movie that some called the worst movie ever.
Oh.
Follows a group of girls on a road trip. What is the name of that movie?
Yeah. And I think that's why she deleted her Instagram after her swerving in her car recently.
Yeah.
Was it Crossroads? No.
Crossroads.
Yes.
Yeah, Jackie said Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, but Crossroads is the correct answer.
I haven't thought about that in a while.
All right, our third question. So we are Chris 2, Jackie 1. We could end in a tie still. Taylor Swift's album, The Life of a Showgirl, still chopping the charts. It's been out for a month officially. She's happily engaged to Travis Kelce, but name any of her famous ex-boyfriends.
Oh, Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is correct. So is Taylor Lautner, which is what Jackie said. She's been linked to both of them. So we end today with a score of 3-2. Chris taking the lead. Jackie, I know you've been up all night, but unfortunately, you got to do one more thing before you can go to sleep. You got to give us that phrase of shame.
I'm Jackie from Philly, and I can't beat Chris.
Well, you gave it the college try is what we'll say, right, Jackie? And for giving the college try, we get tickets to see Demi Lovato when she brings the It's Not That Deep tour to Philly's Xfinity Mobile Arena. It's coming Saturday, April 18th, 2026. Tickets on sale now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com. But hang on line, Jackie.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So how do you remember working on a huge, huge movie like Wicked? By getting matching tattoos, of course. Yeah, at least that's how Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo celebrated. Ari put a post on Insta on Saturday wishing everybody a happy Wicked month. You know, Wicked for Good comes out, what, in 18 days? 18 days? I had to do the math real quick.
People will start being able to see it 2 weeks from today, actually.
Yeah, on the 21st it comes out. So she posted two pictures. We've got them up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story for you. She posted one of her and Cynthia from the set as Glinda and Elphaba, and one of their hands, which showed matching tattoos, and they both have just the words "For Good" written on like the side of their palm.
It's chills. I love it. And don't forget, the Thursday night is the TV special on NBC.
Yes. So Ari just officially joined the cast of American Horror Story season 13.
I can't believe that thing.
I kind of thought she was done doing everything except Wicked stuff.
No, she's full on acting next year.
Yeah. So we don't know the theme of next season yet or who she's going to be playing, but she has officially joined the cast of American Horror Story. Okay, so you can make your Halloween candy last longer. I don't think you realize that the candy can actually last a lot longer than you think. So when you're shoveling Reese's peanut butter cups in your mouth because you think they're going to go bad quickly, they're not going to. You can have them until like next year. Dark chocolate lasts the longest. It doesn't contain dairy, that's why. So it'll stay good for up to 2 years, Joe.
Anyone that, because if they want to eat it today because it's going bad,
eat it. Whatever. Milk chocolate, like a regular Hershey's bar, goes bad after 10 months. So you can still have that for a while. Hard candies and jelly beans, like a year. Softer candies like caramels or peanut butter cups, 6 to 9 months. That's what the experts are saying. So you can pace yourself, hide it for a little bit. Then you can have treats for the next couple of months.
No need to pace yourself. Go for it all today.
All right. So how tired are you from the time change? Last night, I'm sitting on the couch at like 9 o'clock. I'm like, why am I so tired? Well, because it was 10 o'clock, right? Although this is a good one because we got some extra sleep. It may take a few days. So experts say, like, you know, any change in your sleeping pattern, when that gets disrupted, they say it could take up to a week to recover. So if you're tired this week, just be like, okay, it's the time change. Give it a week, then I'll be okay. So like we said in Can't Beat Chris, Brittany deleted her Instagram.
Yeah.
You may have heard her family's been super concerned about her kind of erratic behavior. The latest video was her driving home from meeting a friend for dinner, and her BMW literally was swerving all over the road. So I think they're kind of maybe like saying, okay, I don't know if she's in treatment or anything, but
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, the account's been, her ex account is still up, but not her Instagram. And People's Sexiest Man Alive is set to be announced tonight. So we'll keep
They usually do it on Kimmel. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll have it for you tomorrow morning. There's the scoop for the holidays. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. I don't know why Joe and I even get into these conversations, because we end up arguing and then we bring it to you. So the phones are open, 609-243-9778. I am totally for it. Although I have to say, I'm not decorated yet, but I am totally for it. I mean, you saw Mariah Carey declared it over the weekend, right?
That's a silly reason to use.
Oh, I've got more reasons.
But okay, say Mariah Carey wants to sell albums.
It's time.
She wants to sell CDs.
She doesn't need to sell them, but anyway.
She has a lot of kids.
The tree in Rockefeller Center arrives this week.
Sure, it's not lit up this week.
I actually saw a guy putting up his outdoor lights over the weekend. I mean, it was nice weather, so you'll see people start doing this.
Oh, you could put them up. Yeah. Just don't light them yet.
I saw a woman leaving when I was at Wegmans yesterday. I saw a woman carrying out a tree from that home store.
You can buy
next
them
door
now.
To Wegmans. She was carrying it out, a whole tree. She was like hoofing it out to her car.
I bought mine. I ordered mine the other day on Amazon because I wanted it, but it's not set up yet.
And I'm sure you saw all the memes over the weekend. Me on October 31st.
Yeah. Okay.
Me on November 1st. All that, you know, you got a pumpkin on this day, a tree on the next.
You've made no reason why we need it today. You just said people are doing it.
I just don't think there's anything wrong with doing it today. You think it's like against
sacrilege.
The law.
I think it's a sacrilege to start. Again, I think 2-3 weeks from now, it's a different conversation.
Now, we know people who, friends of ours, she obviously is from here. She was a nanny overseas for a while, met a guy. He's back here with her. And he says the same thing in Ireland, that once Halloween hits, it's Christmas. She's trying to tell him that it's Thanksgiving first and then Christmas and all the holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that stuff. You still have to give it time, basically.
Yeah,
I don't think you need to give it any time. I think the holiday season is fine with wrapping it all into one. Why not? It makes us happy.
I think but here's the thing. Let everything have a brief moment. Like everything needs a brief, like
it will.
We need a little reset this week, right? Even just give us this week, a little reset this week of like, okay, maybe put away the pumpkins, put away the whatever that is.
No, but you still need your cornucopia for Thanksgiving. Okay. And I'm okay with that, but I'm also okay with you having a tree up in your living room on Thanksgiving. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm also okay with that. I'm just saying the next 2 weeks are like the gray area where like, let's breathe a little. Otherwise it builds so much chaos really in it. Holiday decorating builds a natural chaos into your life.
It's got me excited. I am full steam. And you know, with the economy like it is, I'm starting to slowly buy gifts so everything doesn't hurt so much.
All of that's fine.
I'm not waiting until Black Friday or whatever it is.
I just think you don't need to turn on your lights tonight or anything.
I would love to see them. On my way to work, if you want to leave them up leave them lit for the morning.
If you're between Chris's house and the station, she wants them lit.
All right, 609-294.5 PST, your number one hit music station. We're talking about whether it's too early to decorate for the holidays. Now that Halloween's over, you saw all the memes over the weekend, I'm sure. Me on October 31st, dressed like a ghost. Me on November 1st, you got your tree up. I'm sure you saw them. All right, let's go to the phones Anne in Bordentown is on the line. So, Anne, which side are you on? Is it too early or is it way too early?
It is too early. I would wait till after Veterans Day.
So wait, so Veterans Day is coming up
Veterans
on the 11th?
Veterans Day is a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
That's a good benchmark,
All right, so
Anne.
She's probably in, just because you think we need a little breathing room, right?
Okay, so, like, I'm from Canada, and we already had our Thanksgiving in October.
Oh!
And then after Thanksgiving, it's Memorial Day on the 11th. So we were taught to wait till after then.
Okay, so you're following Canadian rules here.
Well, Canada seems to get a lot of things right that we can as a country sometimes, so I would take their advice.
And that's still early enough for me to still enjoy it. I mean, it's only a week.
Anne and I are seeing eye to eye on this. We're just like, we need a little bit of breathing room over the next 10-ish days.
And you say you love Christmas so much, even though you really hardly do anything for Christmas. But you think this is too...
I like Anne's strategy. Around the middle of the month, it's you can go around the or somewhere around the 15th. Like it'd be like last weekend too early, this upcoming weekend too early, the weekend of the 15th. If you want to do it, do it.
609.
If the weather was nice this weekend, so I would argue that's a good time too.
609-243-9. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 820. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. All right, Halloween over. Is it too soon to decorate for the holidays? I say no way. Joe's like, come on.
Just saying, give us a, and again, I did truthfully buy a tree this weekend. I did, but that's because it was time to buy it. It doesn't mean it has to go up
yet.
So
when will you put it up?
I'll probably put it up the week leading into Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving weekend tends to be busy and stuff. So the week leading into Thanksgiving, somewhere around the 20th or so, it'll go up.
I say, if you want to do it right now, go for it. I mean, I saw a guy putting up his outdoor lights over the weekend. I saw a woman leaving the home store by Wegmans full on carrying a tree to her car.
Sure. Doesn't mean it's going up. And again, putting your lights up right now, if you haven't seen, don't scroll ahead on your phone weather app. Next week, there's like days in the 40s.
So
like, do it now if it makes sense.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Tina in Yardley on the line. Tina, what do you think?
It is way too soon to start decorating for Christmas. It's just like we just got done with Halloween.
Yeah.
Let's go into Thanksgiving and then we can celebrate Christmas.
See, I think it's all mashed up into the holiday season. I think it's okay to bring both together.
It's not that Thanksgiving needs its own time.
I was going to say, it's one day.
It's that, does Christmas really need 55 days of lead up?
I think it could. I agree it does, actually. All right, let's go to Derek in Bristol. What do you think, Derek?
Honestly, I'm all in. Once Halloween's over, I want Christmas. I want the holidays. I want it all. And I'll tell you what changed it for me is my daughter was born on Christmas. I wasn't always that way, but once she became a Christmas baby, I wanted it all the time as soon as we could.
Oh, that's very sweet. That's actually
good. Yeah. Sometimes Christmas babies don't want it actually for, like when they become adults.
Well, it's
yeah.
like me, the week before mm-hmm. Christmas, it all kind of gets yeah. mashed in, but I started to embrace it mm-hmm. and you just do fun festive stuff for your birthday. Maria is in Burlington. Maria, yes or no?
No, I think you should start decorating as soon as possible. I think festivities in general are going away. So keeping decorations and any sort of spirit for any holiday, I think you should do immediately.
Love it. If it makes you happy, why not? It goes so fast, the season, I feel like, the holiday season, that why not just enjoy it before it gets all crazy? Like right now, like you said, there's a lull. So you might as well enjoy it.
A little lull isn't a bad thing, though. It makes you kind of appreciate the other stuff, doesn't it? A little bit, no?
Tell us what you think in the app chat. PST, your number one hit music station. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great Halloween. So listen, quick Halloween recap here. I've got two things.
From
Joe.
The Rollins house?
Two things. I saw a bunch of adults. Have adults not learned their lesson? I saw a bunch of adults complaining on social media over the weekend that they left a candy bowl out on their porch and they trusted that it wouldn't get stolen and that one kid wouldn't take all the candy and blah, 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 blah. Really? You really think that people are going to take one at a time? Yeah. Have you not learned your lesson?
In our gluttonous society, that is not the case.
I mean, I'd like for it to be different, but we know it's not different.
We know.
So stop your complaining about that.
Agreed.
It's just not going to happen.
It's unrealistic.
And one post that I saw, she said she was sitting right inside, but I guess didn't want to answer the door, so just put it outside.
Okay.
Come on.
That's
you
lazy.
Really think, come on. All right, second thing. So, you know, I didn't buy candy until Halloween because I didn't want to eat it and I was hoping for a sale, which I got a sale. So Halloween afternoon, whatever, I got a buy one. CVS had like buy one bag, get the next bag for a dollar. So basically a BOGO.
Okay.
So I was excited. I got four big bags of candy, thinking that would be plenty of candy and even give John some and the kids some extra. We got wiped out. I think because the weather was nice, number one. It was like 60,
Friday,
you know, whatever.
Was nice
and it was a Friday night. We got hit. I mean, we've had more kids than we have in years.
Do you count?
I did. And I kind of lost count because there were some big groups. But I think it was like four. My daughter Bailey was home because she was sick. I felt so bad. And she kept saying that it was like the big fish story, how it kept getting more. The number kept getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, Chris's actual math.
Like after the one group came, I was like, that must be like 50. And she's like, Mom, that's like 30. Okay. So anyway, I think we got like 40 or 50 kids.
And you ran out of candy?
Well, I got four big bags. So I got.
How many pieces were you giving out?
Well, I got three different kinds. You could see the picture on my Facebook page. And I gave one of each kind. So then I had to kind of back it down, even though I didn't want to. And then I was just giving one bar each, still ran out of candy. Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, now what do I do? And John, my husband, was like, turn off the light. But I didn't want to turn off the light because we were getting, it was fun. Like, well, we were getting all these kids. So I had to think, we just had a big party at our house and I had a box of those small bags of chips, like an assorted bag. You know what I mean? Like some Fritos, some Doritos, some potato chips or whatever. So I'm like, oh my God, I'll just go in the basement. I'll get all those bags of chips. They thought I was so totally cringe. What's wrong with that is my question. You wouldn't want a bag of chips in your Halloween bag? I thought they could even snack on it while they were out trick-or-treating. Seriously, is that cringe? That's what I wanted to ask you.
It's not. I would have just turned off the light. If it was, it's not cringe. When I was a kid, my mom used to give out bags of chips.
But, I thought there was nothing wrong with that.
But if your family wanted them, probably for snackies, lights
maybe
out, lady.
That's why they said it
lights
was
out,
cringe.
Lady.
But whatever.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So how do you commemorate working on a huge, huge movie like Wicked? Well, you get matching tattoos. This is so cute, Joe. So Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande got matching tattoos. She had it on her Instagram. We put it up on our 94.5 PST Instagram, too. So she put happy Wicked month because now what are we 18 days away?
And honestly, because of the way the Amazon Prime screenings are going to be, people are going to start seeing it 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. So she posted two pictures, one of her and Cynthia, you know, from the set, and one of just their hands, which showed their matching tattoos. It's kind of like on the side of their palm. It just says for good.
I love that.
So, you know, Ari just officially joined the cast of American Horror Story season 13.
Okay.
She's going to be doing more acting.
Well, I think that she said this is really it. That Wicked also lit that bug. Yeah.
So we don't know the theme of the next season just yet or who she's going to be playing, but she definitely, it's official, she's joined the cast.
And she'll also next year, we'll see her in the Meet the Parents 4th edition or whatever.
Yeah, I know. She's a good actress. She really is. So Diddy was spotted smiling at Fort Dix.
Yeah.
He's all checked into the low security prison there. Joe, I didn't even know there was a prison there until we heard that Diddy might be going there. Did you know that?
No, but I imagine, I guess most military bases have prisons.
Huh.
We just do, I mean, for, yeah.
You know what I think is the most shocking when people started seeing this picture over the weekend? Because I guess paparazzi can get close enough that they saw him out in the yard, whatever. He's all gray.
Oh, he probably has no access to like.
He can't color his hair or anything, right? So he's all gray.
God, you don't think about that when you go to jail.
No, yeah. And, well, that's what happened to that couple that you.
Oh, Todd and Julie.
Yes.
My don't
remember when she got out.
She refused to talk to the press until she got a hair a dye job.
Yeah. And okay, so you did the time change over the weekend. You know, we thought this was a good one. It was the good one where you gain an hour's sleep, but a lot of people are saying how tired they are because, you know, their sleep patterns get mixed up, right? So experts say it could take you up to a week to recover from this time change. Well, it's like I'm sitting on the couch last night at like 9. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Well, because it's really 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll take you a few days. All right, there's the scoop. Hey, soon you may have to pay your ex pet support. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's 9:13. I mean, this is happening overseas more and more, but who knows? It may come here that as a part of divorce settlements.
Oh, this is a good idea.
Yeah, now judges are awarding pet support.
This is a very good idea.
Yeah, I mean, you have a pet, right? Pets aren't cheap. Food, vets, you know, things like that. And there was a guy overseas that was told by a judge that now he has to pay $240 every 3 months as basically child support, pet support for the two cats that they had together.
I love this, actually. And you know what? As someone who gave up a pet in a breakup, we got the pet together. I would have paid if but
you
we weren't married.
That dog.
I did love that dog. Yeah,
that dog actually just passed.
That dog
recently.
Just passed recently. Yeah, I would have. Yeah.
Did your ex ever complain that he had?
No.
Wait. Can we go back a little bit here? How was it decided who was keeping the pet?
We lived in his house. He owned a house. I lived in his house.
So when I left, the
pet stayed in the house.
You were sad, weren't you?
I was devastated, but I also understood enough to know the pet stayed in the pet's home. I knew my life was about to be unpredictable for the next 3 to 4 months.
Might as well not drag a pet
so I didn't want
you.
To drag a pet with me from, you know, when you go through a breakup, divorce, whatever.
And
you may have to move in with family. And then so I moved in with family and then I got my own, like, just time, you know.
Did he ever ask you to help support the pet?
No. To his credit, he never did. Nor would he ever. He was too proud.
But think about it. I mean, every time Maisie goes to the vet, it's $200 here, $200 there.
A pet,
you know,
a pet in a given month has to be a minimum
and
these days of $200 start to finish. You know, food, grooming.
Grooming.
My roommate's dog goes to daycare every couple of days. That's money.
So don't be surprised if pet support starts showing up in divorces.